Three, two, one, and...
Now it's time to get back to what matters. The show.
What day is it?
Friday.
Try and keep up with the acronyms.
CGIS.
Is it Friday already?
We're gonna do this.
It's gonna be fun.
It's Friday.
Party time.
Happy morning, everyone.
I demand entertainment.
I hate morning radio.
You're going to hate me more than the other vowels hate Y.
Quiet. I hear something.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday morning. I don't know. Is it just me, or can you feel the Friday in the air?
Yeah, I can.
You feel the Friday? Everybody got the Friday feel?
Yeah.
Okay, good to hear.
It's going to be a great day, too. Oh. Finally, the humidity is going to be gone. You could actually, like, do your hair and have it stay blown out.
I was very concerned about that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, stuff we got coming up on the program today. We're going to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds, coming up in about 15 minutes here. What's your talent? We might check this out this morning. What's your talent? Do you have a special talent that nobody else has?
I have a couple.
I haven't heard about all of them. I've only seen a few of them.
Do you have a special talent that
nobody knows about?
No.
Really? Oh, I bet you do.
I really don't
realize it.
I can juggle.
You can?
Okay, there you go. PJ, the intern, do you have a special talent?
I don't think so. I really don't. Yeah, this is my special talent, getting up early enough to make it here and survive today.
Okay. Right. We'll work on this. We'll give you a time. Okay, probably a little after 8 o'clock this morning.
Lauren, are you one of those people, can you whistle, like, just without putting your fingers in your mouth, like, really loudly?
No, I have to use two fingers, my two little fingers.
I can't whistle with fingers in my mouth.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good. That's a special talent.
Yeah, that is.
My dad has this talent where he makes this unbelievable noise without putting his fingers in his mouth.
Yeah, my dad could do that, too.
Maybe it's a dad thing.
Maybe. Interesting.
We'll talk about Tom Brady's contract. Would you call this an upgrade, or is this just a...
You know what? It's a little strange, to be quite honest. Tom Brady's got another year left on his contract. Everybody thinks that they're going to extend him and restructure. They're adding $5 million worth of incentives.
Incentives. Okay, we'll cover that for you coming up on 645 Sports Report. We will learn this amazing thing on the program. Why are we, human beings, the only animals on Earth with a chin? Did you ever stop and probably
never
stopped?
I've never thought about that, but you're right.
We are the only animals on Earth with a chin. Why are we the ones with a chin?
You know what? That might be my special talent because I actually have three of them.
Okay. We will divulge this information before 6:30 this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Okay, stick around. We've got a good show coming up for you today.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, it's time to put on your thinking caps and play along because $1,000 is up for grabs right now on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds for WROR. Our player is standing by on the line. His name is Matthew Bander. He's from Brighton, Massachusetts, where he works for Star Market, and he believes that he has what it takes to win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Well, good morning, and how are you doing this morning, Matthew?
Okay, I'm well. You?
Good. Now, Matthew, here's what's going to happen. Over the period of the next 60 seconds, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. Your job is to answer these questions as correctly, as quickly as you possibly can. Don't panic if you don't know one. Just say pass and move ahead, and then maybe when you come back...
I know the rules.
Okay, so then everybody's ready to play. Let's get right to it. It's time to play in three. Okay, three, two, one, go.
Okay, finish this song. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high.
Say it again.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high.
I pass on that.
Okay, what's 82 minus 31?
What?
What's 82 minus 31?
82 minus 31?
Yes.
82 minus 31. 51.
Which airline slogan was Fly the Friendly Skies?
Oh, wow. That's Southwest.
Who was Cindy Crawford's first husband?
Pat.
What water freezes at what degree in Celsius?
Well, I'm really sorry to say the time is up, but we will go ahead and review these, if you would, please.
Yes, well, to finish the song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, How I Wonder What You Are, Up Above the World So High, Like a Diamond in the Sky.
Okay.
And the airline slogan was Fly the Friendly Skies. It was United Airlines.
And United. Oh,
yeah, I'm close. And who was Cindy Crawford's first husband? Richard Gere.
No problem, though. For you, we have a fine consolation prize. Matthew, this is going to float your boat because you have a four-pack of passes to Boston Harbor Cruises. Godzilla.
Oh, good.
All right, I'm telling you, this thing is really great. You're going to have a ball out there, Matthew. You get strapped into this thing, and it goes speeding across the water like 40 miles an hour.
It's awesome.
They spin around, stop on a dime, and you don't eat before you go. Eat after you go, okay? Okay, it's really great. Anybody else, you can go to Boston Harbor Cruise, and they'll take care of you. And have a great day. Thanks for playing the game, okay?
Thanks, Matthew.
Appreciate it, Matthew.
How do I get these passes?
Okay.
PJ will tell you.
Okay, she'll tell you all this. You hold on. We'll take care of it for you. In the meantime, anybody else, if you'd like to register to play, log on to WROR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Good morning. Are you happy to be up and moving around on a Friday morning?
Beats the alternative.
That's right. That's, you know, that's a very good point on your part. Okay, let's get right to it. Here is your early men for Maine, everybody. Let's do this.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Little Leafus Jr. is in school sitting in English class when we hear from his teacher.
All right, class, can anyone in this room use the word beautiful in a sentence?
Immediately, Little Leafus Jr. shoots his hand in the air and we hear...
Miss Landers, I think I can.
All right, Little Leafus, use the word beautiful in a sentence.
Okay, last night at the supper table... My mother told my father that she thinks she might be pregnant, and my father said, oh, beautiful, just beautiful.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
What the f*** is that?
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Holy f***.
105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. The temperature in Boston is 72 degrees. Today's high will be 84 degrees. And right now, skies are really nice and blue and clear and all that sort of thing. Okay, now we got this. You got to see this video. This is fantastic. Saw this yesterday for the first time.
Well, Mary Halsey from Rhode Island, she's, you know, at an outdoor park, and there was karaoke, and she just grabbed the mic, and she was, like, you know, probably... I'd say in her mid to late 50s.
Yep.
Looks kind of like just every other kind of...
I'm thinking, what's she going to sing when
you
I
know,
first
maybe
saw
she's going to sing a little bit of Frank Sinatra. Maybe she's going to sing a little bit of... I mean, just...
You never know. You know.
Nope. She decided to go for Missy Elliott's Funky White Sister, and let's say she nailed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah! This is my second time exclusive here at Goddard Park at the Cool Cat Karaoke. Missy's Funky White Sister is in the park! If you're a fly girl, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, it's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. And to my lady!
Okay, now look, you've got to see the video to really,
it's
really
amazing.
Totally appreciate this.
So good.
She
like
is unbelievable.
This weird curvy horn thing, and she just nails it. Like, that's the thing. You know what? In life, you have to have one song that you can nail a karaoke. Just that's it. And this woman picked the most
okay.
amazing
And Missy
one.
Elliott gave her a shout out.
Did
is
she
that right?
Yeah, Missy
well,
Elliott.
Why would she?
Like, oh my God. This
I like
woman,
it better.
This woman killed it.
Yeah, I like it better than the Missy Elliott version.
She did the karaoke thing. Like, you know the old thing, like, dance like nobody's watching?
Yeah.
Okay, she was like that.
Yeah, but she, I mean, she must have practiced this forever because this is not an easy song.
It's over 4 minutes long.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
And
fantastic.
Then she has to do some riffs backwards and stuff like that. Anyway, the whole thing will be on WROR.com and up on our Facebook page. You have to see it. It will inspire you to learn a song and kill it at karaoke one night.
Okay, coming up...
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat.
Thank you.
And coming up the groove, and my friend are going to try to move your feet.
Sports Report at 6:45. Tom Brady's contract. This is really, really interesting stuff because he's got a new deal on the contract here, but he's still like the really low... This brings him barely up into the upper range of the top 10 paid quarterbacks.
Ridiculous.
In the NFL.
Way behind okay. Jimmy Garoppolo. He hasn't played a full season.
I know. It's amazing. Okay, so we're going to discuss this. And what do you think Tom Brady's relationship with the Kraft family, and Robert Kraft in particular, really is? Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So it's that time of the year, and football has kind of officially gotten underway because we had our first preseason game last night. And, you know, big deal. First preseason game. You know, it doesn't mean anything.
Nope.
We won the thing. But the real story that came out yesterday was all about Tom Brady and the new deal on the contract here. Now, this is really rather interesting. Don't you find this interesting, Hank?
I do. He's got two years left on his contract. His current contract would pay him $15 million a year. That would make him the 22nd highest paid quarterback in the NFL.
Now, here's a guy with 5 Super Bowl rings.
Which sounds absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Now, the thing that we don't know is Tom Brady has his TB12 studio, his business,
right,
Alex
yep.
Guerrero, at Gillette Stadium. So that may be tied into some compensation that is a consideration for Brady, who's never had to be the highest paid. He was always
always given back. You
took
know,
some
to,
less,
yeah,
took
okay.
less, got some bonus structure, but he wasn't even top 20.
No.
So now with 2 years left, ESPN reported that there's a $5 million incentive-laden package added in. So if he reaches certain incentives, if the Pats win the Super Bowl, if they make it to the playoffs,
yep,
they go undefeated, he could earn this. Not exactly sure what's involved with that extra $5 million.
Is that any motivation for him, though? I mean, is it at this point?
Good question.
You know, because that is a great point.
I just don't think that like $5 million to Tom Brady at this point, I mean, he's married to Giselle, who makes more money than he does, and they have everything they could ever want. So I just don't feel like that's even... It's not a. I don't think that's ever really been important.
But
do you
remember when they asked Tom Brady if he felt appreciated by ownership and management?
I do remember that.
And
yeah.
he said, "I take the fifth." I think his relationship with Robert Kraft is very fractured from what it once was, when it was like a father-son relationship.
I think it was like a father-son relationship.
Yeah, but that's what happens. Like, the fact of the matter is that Tom Brady's a 41-year-old man now, and he's grown up, and he realizes that their relationship is transactional. They're not father and son. This is a business, and at the end of the
day, that's what
happens.
Well, you've always got to remember, it's a business, and people are saying, well, God, he's got 5 Super Bowl rings. How can you not pay him, number one money?
Doesn't matter.
Because you always got to remember, when it comes to business, and football is a business, and it's a big business, nobody ever pays you for what you did in the past, but they're always willing to pay you for what they think you can do in the future.
Case in point, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Exactly.
Right.
Who's got the third highest salary of NFL quarterbacks at $27.5 million, and he has never played a complete season ever in the NFL as a starting quarterback.
Amazing.
Hashtag career goals. That's all I have to say about that. I'm going to put a bust of Jimmy Garoppolo up in my house just as like, this is how you do it, everybody.
Don't
play a full game, but get paid.
I was thinking about this. If you got a kid growing up, you know, and it's like every kid grows up and they want to be like the star quarterback. If you can get your kid saying, no, you don't want to be the star quarterback. You want to own the freaking team because... Robert Kraft is worth, what, $5 billion?
Yeah. Right.
Tom Brady, maybe, I don't know.
Couple
hundred million, maybe even $500 million.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 10. Bob Kraft is worth 10 times more. Yeah.
I think that in Tom Brady's mind, because people have always doubted, you want to play until you're 45? Oh, I don't know if you can do that. After these little fractures with the Patriots, in the back of Tom Brady's mind, he might be thinking, okay, I'll play out my contract. Give me a $5 million contract extension or added bonuses, okay? I'm going to let my contract expire in 2019, and I still think I can play.
We'll see.
And then what's going to happen?
What will happen? Okay, and speaking of that...
Such drama.
I know,
yeah,
the drama rolls on.
Stuff.
Okay, so the Pats won the thing last night.
Yes, they did, and they trailed 17-0 to the Redskins last night in the preseason opener, but they rallied in the second half, came back, and they won 26-17. A couple of the highlights... Brian Hoyer threw for 144 yards. Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski didn't play. Undrafted running back Ralph Webb, though, he was the real story. Ran for 2 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion. And the Super Bowl champion Eagles will be at Gillette Stadium next Thursday for preseason game number 2. Meanwhile, the Red Sox 6-game winning streak, it's over. They lost in Toronto last night. Blue Jays roughed up Rick Porcello for 7 runs and 4-plus innings. They beat the Sox 8-5. 2 bright spots. J.D. Martinez blasted his league-leading 35th home run, and Mookie Betts, for the first time in his career,
this guy's amazing.
Hit for the cycle. That's a single, double, triple, and a home run. You can go to WROR.com if you want to see the highlights. Yankees beat the Rangers 7-3. Sox lead down to 8. They're in Baltimore against the Orioles, who are 45.5 games behind the Red Sox. Wow. Nathan Eovaldi facing the O's. Dylan, don't call me Ted Bundy. You want to watch Chris Sale? He's going to pitch on Sunday.
Okay.
And meanwhile, Gary Woodland leads the PGA Championship by a shot at Belle Reve Country Club in St. Louis. Tiger Woods tied for 48th heading into the second round.
Yikes. Okay, coming up next, we got the Brian Bell Buster. And it's only about, so you got a pet, and your pet passes. How are you going to bury this pet? This is a rather unusual case for your Bell Buster coming up.
Hello. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lord and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So Blair works at a flower shop, and one of her co-workers, Laura, wants to get her a Brian Bell Buster for her birthday. I called to get some flowers for our poor dead fish.
Hi, Mr. Flowers. Blair speaking.
Hi, yes. I'd like to place an order.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm hosting a memorial service, and I needed to order some funeral flowers, actually.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. I know I've seen, I don't know if you guys can do it or not, but do the flowers to kind of look like something else, not just a regular bouquet kind of
thing. Oh, well, I mean, we have plenty of different arrangements. We have arrangements ranging from small to large, depending on what your price range is and needs.
Okay, I mean, can you make it look like a fish? Almost like Nemo, like a clownfish type thing? Some orange and white?
Sure. I mean, like the colors to resemble a fish, or you want it to actually...
I mean, reminiscent of a clownfish. If we could make it almost in that shape, that would be really amazing.
Okay. We don't usually do something like that, but we can try with our colors right now. We have some peonies, some roses.
Okay, maybe some nice Gerber daisy, like the orange ones. Could, you know, go.
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah, we could get some orange and some white in there.
So if we could get it delivered, it's the name is Philip Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way. We're hosting, so we need kind of more than just that single arrangement. If we could get some other arrangements.
Okay.
Could you make them kind of look like aquatic? Kind of an ocean theme?
Sure, we can do an ocean theme.
And then could you assign the cards on the different arrangements from some of the friends? Would that be all right?
Sure.
Yeah, like Dory. You know, sign a card from Dory, sign a card from Gil, you know, Peach, Bruce.
Okay.
And then when you guys deliver... You know, we're at 42 Wallaby Way. Is there a way you could set them up? You know, again, this is for Nemo, our family fish. So the service is taking place kind of in the bathroom, you know. So
it's for a fish?
The family fish, Nemo. So we have like a double sink, and then if you put something kind of over the toilet to make it really nice looking with the flowers...
I mean, we've never done anything like that before.
Have you done any seaweed work? Any kelp?
No, where would you want kelp?
Kind of worked into the arrangements, you know, make it aquatic looking.
Maybe there's some vet nearby that knows fish arrangements.
Have you done a fish funeral before?
I have not. Never done a fish funeral, no.
Well, maybe I'll have to call somewhere else that specializes in fish funerals if you don't have, like, kelp and stuff.
Well, we'll always try to meet your needs.
Do you think Laura could help you set up the fish funeral for me?
Laura?
Yeah, has Laura worked there with you?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, Blair, Laura called me, Brian Bell, at the Lauren and Wally Show here.
Wait a minute.
She wanted to get you a Brian Bell Buster for your birthday.
Oh my goodness.
I don't really need any fish flowers for a fish funeral.
Oh, you got me so good. I told her that I would never fall for one of these.
Well, happy birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show.
Thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Speaking of Mr. McCartney and the Beatles, the guitar that George Harrison played in their very last performance at the Cavern Club in Liverpool is up for auction this weekend. They're expecting $500,000. just thought I'd let you know if you got to actually change that. Okay.
Okay.
So Hank was showing me this this thing. Did he show you this thing about people and lifestyle and age?
Yes, he did, about the decades.
This is amazing. If you're over 40, according to this huge study they did, they surveyed over thousands of American people. And if you're over 40, you might as well just go out and okay, just go out and give up right now. Just shoot yourself because life is over, Courtney.
Well,
and I totally disagree with this.
They asked, what decade would you want to live in? What was your favorite decade of life when you would go back to live in?
The most enjoyable one you've had.
Now, we're not talking about, back with like the decade of the 1980s.
Yeah,
we're talking about life decade of you. Are you in your 20s, when you were in your 30s, when you're in your 40s or in your 50s or something like that, okay? This really shocks me.
Well, I find, can I just say that I would do my 30s because I feel, although a second, close second would be 0 to 10.
Really?
Because that was great. I mean,
no responsibilities,
yep. Nothing had happened yet. I was just a little girl living my little girl dreams with my sunshine family and my Barbie dolls and Little House on the Prairie, and it was perfect. But 30s were good because it was full of potential. Like, I would pick 30s because, I was pregnant, and then I had Lucy, and I had, I liked my job. It was before newspapers went bust, and it was good. Yeah, I liked it.
Things in life were good for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Hank.
It was a struggle, but it was a fun struggle.
I would say the same exact thing because...
You would?
I'd say 35 if I could be one age.
Okay, you're going to pick one age to live forever.
I would pick 35.
35,
because
really?
I was married. My kids were 4 and 5. I had bought my first house. I was an adult.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was an adult. I was living on my own. I had a couple of cars, and I had a lot of debt. But I was living the full adult life, and I thought that was pretty good.
Well, you know, you don't feel bad about a lot of debt then because you think, I got a lot of years to pay this
off.
That's right.
What
could possibly go wrong?
You feel worse about debt at 46, let me tell you.
Yeah. You know what? You feel worse at 52.
No, if I could pick one age, I'd be 31 because I was pregnant and I didn't have to hold my stomach in. It was the best year of my life. It was the best 9 months of my life.
Okay. Make a note someplace.
What about you?
Yeah.
40s.
40s. 40s.
You got to go through it to look at this objectively. You got to go through it so you can look back on it.
Right, cuz I'm not
You're not there yet.
I'm not jazzed about my
40s. Back on it cuz your 50s are going to suck so much that the 40s are going to look absolutely spectacular.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Everybody feel better now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you very much.
Morning Wally. Mornings 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, here we go. It is time for your 720 Men from Maine episode.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie are sitting around the breakfast table, and Ephus is feeling a bit pensive when he says...
You know, Effie, I was thinking.
Yeah?
If I die, I want you to sell off everything I own.
Well, why in God's name would I do that?
Well, because if you got married again, I wouldn't want some using all my stuff.
Oh, Ephus, you don't have to worry about that.
Well, why not?
Well, why would I marry another
The exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
I love that one.
So right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
And they're driving around and around and around and around. They're looking for a parking space is what they're doing. And the problem is they just can't afford to park.
Right. First of all,
get a load of this.
Finding parking in Boston is nearly impossible. Especially now since we have bike lanes. But don't get me started.
I know.
But so when you buy something like a condo, sometimes it comes with a parking space, but sometimes the parking space is extra.
Precisely.
Especially in very posh neighborhoods like the Back Bay. So good news, bad news here. The good news the bad news is that a parking space at 195 Beacon Street, it's a generous parking space, which means you can probably park an SUV there. It's outside. It's not covered.
Okay.
It's $345,000, down $30,000 from the original $375,000 asking price.
What?
Okay,
Is that the bad news or the good news? The, well, there's good and bad news in there, so it's going down.
Well, okay, $345,000 to park your car outside in the snow and the rain and everything else, right?
Outside.
Okay.
If I'm going to spend $345,000, I'm going to have to live in it.
Well, you have to live in your car.
You can live
in your car. Okay.
It's not big enough for a camper, just so you know. I'm looking at the space
Now. Okay, well, how do you do the math on this sort of thing?
Well, I did a little bit of research. Like the garage, the Charles Street garage is $44 a day.
Yep.
That's roughly $16,000 a year.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
it's inside.
Yeah, yeah.
It's heated. You're not going to have to shovel.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
All right, so
okay.
A lot of money. That's a lot of money. $16,000.
That's a lot of money. $16,000 a year to park your car.
It's not $345,000.
No. To make that work, you'd... Okay. Over time, you'd have to have that spot for 21 and a half years
before
to spend $345,000.
Well, if you're gonna
okay.
if you're gonna live most of your life in the city, then it's actually probably a good idea.
But what about this? What about if you're looking at it as an investment?
Right.
Okay. So then you're thinking, okay, if it's going to go up every year and it's going to be worth more money in the end, but
maybe it's going down. Because here's the thing. Back in 2015, the most expensive parking space on the market was for $650,000, one parking space. It was in a Beacon Hill garage, Brimmer Street garage.
Okay,
and
now that's a heated
garage.
That's indoors, and that's
heated.
Heated.
And it offered valet parking, but $650,000.
Okay, so you pay $650,000 for a place to park your car, and then every time you park, you got to tip a valet. Come on.
I know, that's a little crazy.
That seems extreme.
That seems very Beacon Hill.
But, you know, to be able to afford that, you got to probably have more brains, more money than brains anyway.
Right. But, I mean, honestly, if you're just so rich, like you're super like Bob Kraft rich, you know, like John Henry rich, then why not? Like, it's convenience. You just, you know, as my father says, all it takes is money. If you just want it, you want the convenience, then you pay for it.
I'm so stupid. I said, hey. Can you get a mortgage on a parking space?
Can you?
I wouldn't be surprised. I bet you could.
You think?
I don't know. It doesn't have a bathroom.
What's well, most of them are in the alley, so it doesn't really matter.
Or an empty Coke can or something like that, right?
Well, not a Coke can. That's dangerous.
Hey, what's the cost to park in the Prudential parking garage now?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. If you buy something, it's like $10.
Yeah. You get a discount if you buy
something.
I would say
it's probably $40-$50 a day.
It's got I'm betting it's over 50.
Well, the Dalton Street garage that's right next to the Prudential Center is $38 for the day.
Oh, God. But then you have to walk.
I know. This, you know what? This parking space is actually looking like a deal.
Okay. Sold.
Oh, my God.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR. Okay. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
You're right to the heart of the matter. Dirty Laundry Update 745 is on the air.
Yes. Okay. This is, you know what? This brought to you by Citizens Bank. And let me tell you, we got some stuff on Casey Affleck. We've got stars who have no stars. And the unrecognizable movie star that I saw in InStyle magazine, I can't even believe. But first up, hey, you know, Casey Affleck's had a good bad year. You know, 2 years ago he won the Oscar, and then he wasn't invited. We didn't show up at the Oscars to give away an Oscar because people were upset with him, especially with the Me Too movement, because he'd been accused of sexual misconduct on a set. And so he finally responded to those accusations, and this is what he had to say about it.
I had never had any complaints like that made about me before in my life, and it was really embarrassing, and I didn't know how to handle it. I didn't agree with everything that was in the way that I was being described and the things that were said about me, but I wanted to try to make it right, and so we made it right in the way that was asked at the time, and we all agreed to just sort of try to put it behind us and move on with our lives, which I think we deserve to do. And I was a boss. I was one of the producers on the set. It was an unprofessional environment. And, you know, the buck had to stop with me as being one of the producers, and I have to accept responsibility for that. And I behaved in a way, and I allowed others to behave in a way that was really unprofessional, and I'm sorry.
You know, I got to say, that's finally a good response.
He's
the boss. It was an unprofessional set. He behaved badly. He's sorry. You know, it's hard for the women whose careers were, you know, stymied by this situation to see him, you know, be successful and then win an Oscar. I mean, that must be very frustrating for them. But
But on the flip side, it might be very satisfying for them to at least hear him say that, because it goes a long way.
He sounded very remorseful.
Yeah, well, when you know, I mean, obviously, you know, being cynical, you could say his career and reputation are still on the line. People won't accept him. But, you know, the more you talk about it, the more you say, hey, I was wrong. I let this get out of hand. Everyone's human. Everyone makes mistakes. And, you know. Yep. I don't think he's a monster like Harvey Weinstein. I think that
right.
he was.
Oh, well, yeah, it's completely
you know,
different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but
different,
you know,
league.
Yes, but right. I think that like he deserves to be heard, and he they deserve those women deserve an apology, and I think he handled it very well, and I'm not surprised because he's a Boston boy, and we do think.
Well, that is understandable.
Well.
Then, yes,
okay, you guys, can you believe the people who have a Hollywood Walk of Fame star and the people who don't?
I was kind of surprised. Yep. Well, I was really surprised, as a matter of fact, when I saw the list of people.
Okay,
know.
Who don't? Carrie Fisher, Leonardo DiCaprio, Prince, Julia Roberts, Clint Eastwood, Bruce Springsteen, Denzel Washington, Robert De Niro, Robert Redford, Warren Beatty, Mel Gibson, Jim Carrey, Beyonce, Missy Elliott, that's random, Oprah Winfrey. So here's the deal, though. To get a star, a celebrity must be nominated by someone, anyone. Like, I could nominate Julia Roberts.
I could nominate you.
You could.
I could.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, but I'm not sure. Me?
Yes,
all
anyone.
Right.
You could. Anyone can nominate anybody. Have
then the celebrity must accept it.
Yep.
The committee gets hundreds of nominations every year, and they choose 30 or so to be honored.
Yeah.
Then so I can understand, because of the little fine print here, why a celebrity is like, no, thank you. The celebrity must agree to schedule a public ceremony and must also pay $40,000 for the star and future upkeep and stuff like that. That's really insane.
What kind of upkeep is...
I know.
Well, necessary.
What do you go out and polish the star? I mean, what's the deal?
I mean, not to be negative, but Donald Trump's was just destroyed.
That's right. Somebody
so,
took
but does
to
he
a,
have to pay for
sledgehammer.
It to actually be restored?
Who knows?
I don't know. That's kind of like, I would be like, no, I don't want a star. One more thing to take care of.
No.
I don't even want a fish.
Most of these people turned it down.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. You know, Clint Eastwood turned it down. Julia Roberts did. Prince did. Bruce Springsteen accepted it, but then he never set a date, and then it expires after 5 years of accepting the prize.
So there you go.
So people just, yeah.
Yeah, they're
anyway.
Running on the sidewalk anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's fun to walk.
For like $24, you can name a star after somebody.
That's true.
Yes, that's right. And it's
that's
romantic,
right.
isn't
right.
it?
That is one of the best scams I've ever that's heard
right.
in my
oh,
entire
God,
life.
Oh, God, where's your heart?
That's
it's
a
adorable.
Scam.
It's
that's a complete scam. That's the stupidest
adorable.
Thing I've
it's
ever heard of in my entire life.
It's the cutest little thing that like young people do when they're in love and they say, I named a star after you, and then they're in love.
Really?
Yes, it's sweet and it's adorable, and of course you hate it.
It's a scam.
So it's like 3 cents to print out the piece of paper,
yep.
and it's about 50 cents or 52 cents for a stamp. So
that's
they're making
right.
a lot of money on
yep.
that $24.
Yep. Unbelievable.
Okay, finally, I picked up In Style magazine, and I cannot believe that the woman on the cover, inside In Style magazine, does not look like the woman I know, Melanie Griffith. She, you have to go to our WROR.com, our Facebook page, and you have to see how completely, like a completely different person. Like she had a body transplant and a face transplant. I don't know what it is with this plastic surgery with everybody, and I get it because I look at Botox with a little bit of lust these days, but
mm-hmm.
it's out of control.
Thank you very much.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Speaking of being the champions, can someone join our list of champions and win a grand in 60 seconds? We're about to find out if Lynn Toscano, who's in the bookkeeping game from Haverhill, Massachusetts, can do just that.
Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Good. So you're a bookkeeper.
I am.
You're good at math.
What do you like best? You like the first set of books or the second set of books you keep?
I like the set of books when I go home.
Yeah, okay, good. So today's game is, the standard game. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within 60 seconds. You'll hear the clock ticking in the background. Answer them as rapidly as you possibly can. If you get stumped, don't hesitate. Don't waste time. Move on. Say pass. You get to the end. You got time left over. Then we'll come back and pick them up. Are you ready to win a grand in 60 seconds from Century Bank?
Let's go.
Okay. LBF. I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What shape is a yield sign?
Triangle.
Spell awkward.
A-W-K-W-A-R-D.
What color jersey is worn by the winners of each stage of the Tour de France?
Green.
Which actress said, "Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night" in All About Eve?
Pass.
Who was Henry VIII's first wife?
Pass.
Who was the second season winner of American Idol?
Pass.
What's the name of the first James Bond film?
007.
What horoscope sign has a crab?
A crab. Yeah.
What are the first three words of the Bible?
Holy crap. I don't know.
Nope.
What year did Elvis Presley die?
Time has expired.
Your time has expired.
Time has expired.
This was a tricky one for you. You started off strong.
You were bitten by the pass bug there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's review.
Okay. You got the first two right, so that's terrific. The colored jersey worn by winners of each stage of the Tour de France is yellow. The actress who said, "Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night," is Betty Davis. Henry VIII's first wife is Catherine of Aragon. It didn't end well. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
The second season winner of American Idol was Ruben Studdard, the Velvet Teddy Bear. Dr. No was the name of the first James Bond film, but points for 007 because that was his kind of like, agent number. Horoscope sign has a crab, Cancer. The first three words of the Bible is not. What did you say? Holy crap! No,
that was incorrect.
Yeah, that was the first draft. Actually, the one that made it in the book was "In the Beginning."
Holy crap's only two words. That's why you got wrong.
That's true.
And the year Elvis Presley died was 1977. But those were hard questions.
And we have a fine consolation prize for you. Now this is really, really fun. You're going to get to go out and go on Boston Harbor on Godzilla. This is a boat like you have never seen before. The power of this boat, and it takes off, and it skims you across the harbor. You're doing like 40 knots or something. Then it stops on a dime. It spins around. People scream, and it's just fun. You can have a terrific time.
A good time.
Okay. Hey, thanks for playing the game. Have yourself a terrific day. And anybody else who wants to play the game, you got to qualify. You do that by registering. Log on to WRR.com. Fill out that application, and you could be playing Win a Grand in 60 seconds. From Century Bank.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, now, tell me about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, people snore.
Does this sound familiar to anybody?
It's infuriating. It's infuriating when you're trying to sleep and somebody is snoring. It got so bad for this guy in England. He called 911 because his wife was snoring so loudly and said she sounded like a motorbike and he didn't know what to do. And the police were like, "Yeah, you know what? This isn't an emergency. Call the doctor when she wakes up and maybe you can get her a medical appointment." But I understand. Maybe it was all the haggis. You know, in England they
could eat things. Could be, yes.
But I understand the frustration when somebody snores, because Dave Falcone used to snore all the time.
Wait, used to snore?
He doesn't snore anymore.
What happened?
He got fit. He started working out. And so I think that he lost a little weight. And I think when you lose a little weight, you don't have that sort of snoring thing. I think also when when people drink, if they have too many drinks, they snore. Which means I snore every night. No, I'm kidding. I think that there are certain things. If you eat late, you can snore. Stuff like that. So all those habits gone, you can kind of mitigate it. But I kicked him out. Not out of the house, but he had slept in another room. It was that bad.
That was all because of the snoring, huh?
Yes, it's so bad because I have to get up. And if I wake up and I hear him, which I always did.
Yeah.
Oh!
My wife slept for years with earplugs. Earplugs. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely earplugs.
It's so true.
I was so bad. I'm horrible. People can hear me out of the house.
Really?
Yeah, it's horrible.
That, and you've never always your entire life?
Yeah, pretty much so.
Oh, my God.
I slept with Sasquatch for a long time.
Really? Who?
My really? Wife snored like you would not believe.
No.
Matter of fact, I would get up early on Saturdays, go out, and I came home one time, and the fire alarm was going off. She didn't hear it.
She
would drown herself out? The snoring was so loud. So I'm going to have to tell her to get in shape then. Is that what
you're
doing?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what you should do.
Does she snore anymore?
You'll never have to worry.
Oh, yeah, she does.
She still does.
Oh, yes, she does.
If you tell her that, you'll never have to worry about her snoring again because you'll be dead.
Or sleeping with her. It won't bother you one bit, Hank.
But there was a guy in England. He had 93 decibels. That was how loud his snoring was.
Okay, now what's that compared to?
What is it with England?
A power mower is 94 decibels. A nightclub is 97 decibels.
No.
Wow.
Yes, and it... Over 85 can cause deafness over a long time.
Get out
PJ,
of town.
I snored once when we had to room together, right?
Right, but I snore too. So
yeah, so we canceled each other out.
But I'm going away this weekend, and my best friend will have to fall asleep in the hotel room before I fall asleep because she can't sleep with me snoring.
You have to go in
first. I am so bad.
Okay, sleeping in shifts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about her husband? Is he okay?
He's just as bad, which is funny. She has two snorers in one room this weekend.
Wow.
That's a curse.
Okay, if this person falls asleep first, the snoring doesn't wake him up?
No, she won't wake up, but she has to fall asleep first.
That's requires deep. Some serious planning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Anyway. Yeah, well, if it doesn't work out, you can call 911.
Exactly.
Got a time you're drinking.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, as you stand by here, ladies and gentlemen, maybe you're sitting in traffic someplace. What do you think your sex life is like?
Oh, my God. Who's thinking about that?
Are you normal? How do you stack up compared to other people? I'm talking about frequency, okay? What do you think?
Well, with whom?
With the average American.
Okay.
With the average American. How often do you think? Okay? You think you know? We will tell you exactly how often the average person has sex coming up next.
Wow. So I guess my wife's snoring is kind of like birth control. Hey, Southbound Expressway, you get pockets at Columbia Road and northbound your slow from Granite right up to Columbia. Traffic brought to you by Arabella Insurance. Tobin is tied up through the City Square Tunnel. 93 South, heavy Mystic Valley Parkway right to the Mount Vernon. 128 North, pockets at Grove Street, Wellesley up to Route 30. 95 North out to the Ponset Street. Pike eastbound, you've got some pockets in West Newton. Westbound, it's heavy getting into Logan Airport. You're not back to McClellan Highway, so that's a little bit better. Traffic is brought to you by Arbella Insurance.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house. Or catch up on the Lauren and Wally podcast you missed on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. More at WROR.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an exciting episode of Are You Normal?
You're
Today's
not,
episode
sure.
of Are You Normal is all about your sex life.
Oh, really?
Okay, now, here's the deal. We gave you a little heads up on this, a little time to kind of figure out. How many times per month do you feel that you engage in sex? You know, you've had the time to think about this. Many of you are still trying to count it up. Some of you are still trying to remember the last time you actually had sex. So, what I'm going to bet is if you're normal, you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Because most people, they did a huge study on this, and they found that most people think that everybody else is having a lot more sex than they are.
I don't think that.
You don't think that at all, huh?
No, I don't.
You don't think that?
No, I just don't think. I think people inflate numbers, with the exception of weight. They inflate all numbers. Salary.
Okay, okay.
Sexual encounters.
So how do you...
Anything else?
What do you think the average is? The average number...
A month?
A month.
Are you married or not married?
You're in a relationship. Doesn't matter if you're married or not married. Well, just on average.
I would say if you're married, probably, depending upon your age, but between 30 and 50, probably 8 times a month.
8 times a month.
Yeah,
I see.
Would say.
Okay.
That's really... Are your kids little or old?
Again, it depends.
Yeah.
You know...
A month?
A month. A month.
Are you an optimist or a pessimist?
I'm a realist. I would say a month?
A month.
I don't know. Four, five,
really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. The average person guessed that the average would be between 14 and 17 times a month.
What?
Okay.
How many?
Didn't mean to shock you there. They said between 14 and 17 times a month.
What's the average per week?
That works out to like pretty much every other day.
Okay? Oh, my God. I don't even... Anyway.
Not in my house.
Okay. Those people are totally wrong.
Yeah, no kidding.
Here's the real number.
Again, did I tell you?
This is the real number.
They inflate.
Actually, an average of 4 to 6 times a month, or basically a little more frequent than once a week.
I was right.
You were right. You're absolutely right.
I was right because I am always right.
Say anything about vacations, because I'm on vacation. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
Doesn't say anything about vacations.
Maybe that's okay. The extra two.
Yeah, maybe that's the extra two.
Okay.
I hope so.
Maybe that's it. Okay. Okay, just so you know.
Oh, my God.
Have yourself a fabulous weekend, everybody, okay?
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.